We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Chinee Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
What's up, everybody? Stick Talk Podcast, episode 4 with the GOAT himself, Run the Foot Market, Nick. I'm going to introduce to him in a minute. Wait, that's wrong side. My brother's to the right of me. Check him out on YouTube. J-Tunes, you know what I'm saying? You can check him out on YouTube, Twitch, all that great stuff. Then we have Run the Foot Market, Nick, an unbelievable GOAT in this community. We're going to talk to him in a minute. But a few things I want to say before we kick off this podcast. First of all, today's a very, very, very important day, obviously. If you live in America, election day, get out there, vote. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing politics on the show today because the only politics we're doing is EA Sports. And
well, we can do those all day long, bro.
Sports. But make sure you get out there no matter what country you're in, make a difference. You know what I'm saying? A lot of countries you can vote in, so make sure you make a difference. And then the last thing is we say a lot of things on these podcasts. We're not, okay, think about it like this, right? If you're a United fan, you talk smack about the badge. Well, no, you talk smack about the club, but you love the badge. We do that with EA Sports. You know what I mean? We bash them a lot. It doesn't mean we absolutely hate them. It's because we want better for the game. Now, with that being said, we jump into this. Run the Foot Market, Nick. Hey! What's up, bro? Hey, we've never really sat down and talked, me and you.
No. Literally, I think the most we ever talked is when we were both sweating it on Xbox in FIFA 18. Because me and you matched every weekend.
Where we had good games.
Really good. Like 5-4, sweaty, down to the bone. So
yeah, crazy. Yeah. No, actually, I want to talk to you about that. Because during your upcoming, I would say, when would you say that you like started taking off?
FIFA 19.
19. All right. So actually, wait. Before we talk about that, let's talk all of us together. Champions League real quick. We got to do this real quick. We got to get this out the way. Champions League. Any surprise? Yo, this Jota kid.
Yeah. Are you actually surprised, though?
Yeah, I am a little bit. I didn't think he would really play for Liverpool like that.
I'm a little surprised, too. I thought he would get in the rotation, but at Wolves, like, this is something else what he's doing.
Yeah, dude.
It's the runs, man. It's the positioning that he's getting in. It's crazy.
Is he in a place to like take like Salah and Mane out of like playing time? No way, right?
I think it's good for the Firmino. I think the competition, that's very good.
Yeah.
To have. Yep.
I don't know if they lose
their spot, but having him rotation and resting Mane or Salah or even Bobby is going to help Liverpool. Yeah. Liverpool has a really, really strong starting 11. you know, without the injuries. But after that, their bench, I mean, Wajota, of course, it helps, but their bench is a little lacking, in my opinion, compared to the other teams. So rotation-wise, that's fantastic for them. And him showing up is good for him, for the club, and also for the Portuguese national team as well, because he's just going to be, you know, he's just going to get better and better which is what we want.
That's why I thought everyone in the chat said, real quick, by the way, hey, we're trying to become the number one sports gaming podcast in the world. So go over to Apple Music, Spotify, make sure you like it, rating, all that great stuff. Show some love to it. Five Everybody stars, watching live.
Whatever you can do.
Yeah, five stars. Everyone in the chat saying that he started over Bobby today. I didn't watch the game, but I'm not going to lie. When he signed for Liverpool, I thought it was an L for Portugal. I was like, oh, well, there goes another player that's not going to get no playing time and he's going to get burned. This kid's going to get playing time. A lot of PT. He's going to be a star over there. Dude, he's crazy. Did y'all think he was that good at Wolves?
Go ahead.
I personally didn't.
No, me neither. I thought the kid was good. I thought he could cook, but I didn't think he was cooking like this. Someone hit me with a dono a little bit ago and was like, he's up there with I don't believe this, but someone's like, we got to start seeing this guy. He's like an Mbappe. No, stop. But where are we putting him? Who are we comparing him to? Like, at how old is he? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
He's young, right? Let me check this real quick, man.
Could you compare him? Can you put him in the same bracket as Asane or Sterling?
23. Not yet.
No, yeah, at 23. I don't know. I think he's good. You know what, dude? Do y'all believe in beginner's luck?
No.
So you think he's cooking? You think he's a cook? You think he can just cook? Really?
I believe in like one game debut luck, but this is now, he's hot right now.
Yeah, no, he's hot. And then let's see, Man City, we knew they were going to win, right? We thought Bayern is still cooking.
Yeah, they're
cooking.
They're gonna win.
They are cooking.
Still. And look, man, I want everybody to start putting some respect on Lewandowski's name. Best number nine in the world. Should have got Ballon d'Or. He's amazing. Amazing crazy. Player, dude. Amazing. When do we start talking about Lewandowski with the Zlatans? That has to be soon, right? Because people say Zlatan's one of the best strikers ever.
We got to talk about Zlatan now, though, like still.
What
is this guy doing right now?
I don't know.
This guy had an ACL tear 2 years ago, or 3 years ago at Manchester United when he was, 36, 35?
Yeah.
Goes to the MLS, scores, you know, Farmers League, whatever amount of goals in whatever league, was, 30? That's impressive wherever. Yep. Then goes back because he's like, you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, what is going on, bro? I think he must have close to 10 goals at this point in the season already.
Didn't he have COVID?
Yeah, and he had COVID. Like, this he just had COVID a month ago.
Dude, he's lying, bro. You guys haven't seen the thing? He's not human, bro. Leave the man alone. He's doing his thing. He's almost 40, though. It's impressive, bro, because I'm going to be honest with you. If you start thinking about, like, age, Ronaldo's kind of slipping. Messi's slipping, right? They're getting older. But this man just keeps on getting better year after year, bro. I don't understand.
But here's my thing, right? It's like, and I don't want to do this because I'm not one to shit on United's board like that. But at what point do we say that United's really, really trash? Because they let a Lukaku walk out those doors and Zlatan's still cooking and they let him walk out the doors. At what point do you be like, yo, they don't know how to work a number nine correctly into their system or something? Because these are two good guys that are performing outside of those doors.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyways, and
they let a lot of people out that left, dude. Like Memphis came, he was supposedly a flop for them. Memphis is doing well. Like a lot of these players are doing well outside of Man.
Yeah, but Memphis went to a league, right? That's kind of like,
oh, here we go. Let's hear it. Come on, say it.
I don't know. Like Memphis went back to a league that he's just better at. Like that league fits him. I think, you know what I mean? Memphis, I don't think Memphis was ready for the Prem. Anyways, Liverpool win 5-0. Ajax win 2-1. Another one that's kind of crazy to me is Porto smacked Marseille 3-0. That one was kind of interesting. But the big one's the Inter game, right?
Everyone's watched that whole thing. You guys watch it?
I didn't watch it. No. Everyone was saying Inter was cooking.
It was a really good game. Like Inter's second goal, Nico Barella had some, like, they played a first-time ball. He was looking at the sideline. He back-heeled it inside, threw ball to Lautaro, banged it in the corner. And, like, Lautaro, for me, has been, like, really on and off. But today was, like, a day where he was super on, like, killing it. Lukaku couldn't play today, so he was, like, the big guy they had.
I think Barca wants him.
Yeah, I think they were interested. It was a really good game. Like, it was good for Madrid to come back after the last gig they have. They had a what? They tied? Or they almost tied on VAR? What was the last one versus Shakhtar?
Yeah. Didn't they tie?
It was a disaster for their standards, whatever it was. So I know I think they had to win today.
They tied 2-2. Yeah, they tied 2-2. 100%. Yeah.
So, all like, right.
I'm gonna hit you with the same question I hit Nep with. All right.
So
and you gotta give it to me straight. All right. I'm gonna say Maldini,
Puyol, Ramos.
Is he in that conversation?
Ramos. Yeah.
100%. Right. You agree too. Okay. He's in there. Hey, everybody watching this live, y'all agreeing that we could just go ahead and put Ramos up there with the greats? We have to, bro. Like this
man has accomplished so much, bro, and he's still.
Did he score his 100th goal today?
Yeah.
As a center back.
Yeah.
Dude, the dude is an absolute machine. All right, man. We'll jump away from Champions League for a minute. You guys know me. You guys know my brother. I'm not going to lie. I've been a fan of Run the Foot Market, Nick. I just think that, like, I'm a fan of anyone who does it different. And I think, like, coming up in the FIFA community, it's very easy to jump to drafts, career mode, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the typical, like, blueprint of coming up. Your come up, in my opinion, like, for me, when did you say you started, like really, really, like, okay, like, I'm in the scene now? When would you say that happened?
Probably somewhere in the midst of, like, FIFA 18.
18?
Like, probably, the summertime.
Yeah.
I always say this to people that are trying to grow as well and like things like that. Like in my eyes, summer is the most important time to grow as a FIFA creator.
I say it all the time, dude. Because
that's where
stops.
I had momentum from. That's where like I was putting in the most hours that summer.
Yep. So listen,
when you see that sniff of growth, you take it and you run with it.
And then the big guys know that, hey, we're gonna take a break because when September hits, they already have subs, so the views kind of come back for them.
Yep.
But when they stop, that's your moment to slide in. All right, so 17, 18, I got heck of busy with the weekend league, so I before I used to always pay attention to the community, so I didn't really see your come up. How'd you do it? Was it through the market? Like, was you big with the market, and that's how it just kind of, like, went for you, or was it, like, a certain series, what you would say? How'd you do it?
I got lucky I think they... 17 was the year they added SBC. So like I did a lot of FIFA 12, 13, 14 on my own, pretty similar to what I was doing in 17, 18, just no Twitter, no Twitch, or it was just in TV then. I didn't even do any of that. So I already knew what I was doing kind of. Mm-hmm. I had made a Twitter around like Christmas time or like just before that, a 17. And it grew like organically to like 200 or 300 followers in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. And I wasn't fishing hashtags. I wasn't fishing like this tweet, follow, any of that. I was just, this is what I'm doing. And EA started doing SBCs on FIFA 17, right? So like this was a completely new thing. Yep. And I thought I started to have it a little bit more figured out in terms of like preparation. I wouldn't say like ways to exploit, but really like prepare people for like X requirements. Because you know how every SBC you got to submit X amount of stuff.
Right.
So I started to try to get like trends on reads that they were doing with types of players. And there was like two SBCs that had come out that really like stunted my growth. Cause when I got to the point of 300 or 400 followers, some people were watching my tweets. They're like, dude, you got to start streaming. And I'm like, what the hell is streaming? Like, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So they made me go on a Twitch account. And my come up was, dude, I was streaming off my Xbox on the Twitch app for 7.5 months before I even purchased anything to stream on with a face cam or anything. Like that is like what I was doing. And like, I would have my Twitch chat on like 20% of my Xbox screen. Mm-hmm. Bro, I would play Foot Champs with this on, man. I would have Twitch chat on the right side of my screen and play Foot Champs on the left. And it was like even minimized a little bit to the point where I had an added delay because of it. But like, that's what I was doing because I had momentum. And people were like, and it was really fun. I think that's how it starts with every streamer. It's like you really, really, really enjoy it. Like, and you're like, wow, this is awesome. So I started streaming, and I guess they had released like a Harry Kane player of the month, and then one other thing, right? And like I had 50 to 100 viewers who basically had taken a little bit of a risk with me, off my prep stuff. Mm-hmm. And they made like 50 to 150K. And that at the time was literally huge. Unheard of, like. You had market guys like L Dog. He was around for a while.
Yeah.
Golden Bear didn't do too much streaming. And you had like a couple Twitter guys, but you didn't really have a ton of people in this like certain niche. And especially like I really enjoyed it. So I went with it. And after I think like 7 months, I think FIFA 18, then I finally got like a PC.
Yeah.
Then I finally, when I was streaming this summer, man, like I started to build a community, man, just 150, 200, 300 people that year, 17, just streaming on my Xbox. And I was like,
I'm not going to lie to you. My brother and me have these conversations all the time. He's like, bro, the best time to grow. Like right now, everybody's in it, right? Because the game's new, the game's fresh.
Yeah.
That's time to grow and to build yep. and to have those people ride with you. And then you'll see, also see, especially in the FIFA community, the people that are going to ride with you. Because that summertime, once they're done with the game in this community, it seems like those viewers, especially on Twitch, they're done with you until the next game comes out or until something in, like sparks their interest in the game again.
Yep.
But the thing is this, do you still like and love the market stuff as much as you did when you first started doing it? Like when the SBCs came out, do you still enjoy doing it as much? Or do you think there's been so much because of the knowledge you're giving and other people are now giving with the market stuff? Do you think it's getting a little bit saturated with the market type stuff?
It goes both ways. Like I think last year was a really stale year for me everywhere because I think the game was like super slow to play. So I lost like
garbage.
General,
let's just put I it lost out
like
there.
Motivation to like even make like
content
coins or anything or content. Yes. I just like was like, yo.
Yeah.
And also not to mention, cause like I don't know how fully, you know, in tune maybe you guys are with the way that they just release like market content related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These guys last year were like, they literally just decided to crash the market every single day. And I mean, it was just like, that is like defeating at a point. So like last year was a struggle. I think this year it's not so much. And I think I always have like a passion for FIFA regardless. So
didn't they hire a guy to kind of like be secretive of, so you're like the community that you rock with doesn't figure this stuff out. Like, you know what I mean? Like that side of the community that's always trying to figure out like, hey, this is what's going to happen. Did they hire somebody to like stop that shit or something like that? I think they did, or they tried.
They hired a couple of people, like they have a couple people. They have like a full economy team now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
It's nuts where this game is going, because I feel like more menu and more SBC stuff is driving a lot more of the fan base than the actual gameplay now, which I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
but it's also it's really, really, really like everybody wants tips now on what to save, what not to save, what to sell, when to sell.
Here's the thing for me, right? And Nick, this is why I want you. First of all, to everybody, take those tips if you're trying to come up on. And that's why I wanted like to bring Nick. I wanted to know your story because I think your story is so important. People nowadays, when they come onto like Twitch and stuff like that and try to break into this industry, they think they need the Sony best camera from the jump.
Nah,
they need this, they need that. Bro, be passionate about something. Do what you love and then just go with it, bro. And it'll become something by itself. And the biggest tip to I tell everyone, bro, when all the big guys take a step back and they take Mondays off, you make sure you stream Monday. When the summer, when everybody's doing other stuff, I was out fishing, Castro was fishing. Bro, stream all day, every day. That's when you build your community. And that's when people go, hey, you know what? I like this guy. And when skills comes back, I'm not going to him. I'm staying with this guy because, yo, like he's with us all the time. It's the best time to build a community, man, because it's the best time to find, you know, the hardcore people around the summer. But I want to bring this, like I saw the tweet you put out a long time ago where it was a couple weeks ago. And I really wanted you on the podcast because I feel this way, that a lot of times the community is ruining stuff. And I'll tell you my side of it, and then you could tell me the market side of it, because I'm not good with the market side. In FIFA 17, I think it was, I'm not going to say the community manager at the time, but I got on the phone with him. And I'll never forget, I was at the beach. I was sitting standing on sand, and I told him, I said, listen, allowing people to get on top 100 people's accounts and show these rewards and do share plays is going to ruin Foot Champs.
Yeah.
And they told me no. They were like, it's the best exposure for EA Sports. And I said, you are going to show people that playing the weekend league is pointless. And they didn't listen. And what has it done? They've exposed themselves. Rewards are absolute garbage. And they expose the entire system. And they expose to people that maybe we shouldn't play the weekend league. Maybe it's not really worth it. And I wanted, I didn't, at the time, I didn't know how bad rewards were. None of us did. Because it was 17. There wasn't share play yet. But I only told him that because I was like, the people who really get top 100 should benefit in that. Right? Like, Nick, let's say you get top 100 and no other content creator did. You should get those views.
Totally.
Right? You worked for that. And I told him that. I was like, let these pros get the views. Let the content creators that can get the views. Like, don't let people share play. And anyways, you know, they didn't want to do it. They wanted the exposure. And now we're here. Now we're in 2000 FIFA 21 and people know how bad rewards are. And people will sit on their stream and open up 100, you know, top 100 rewards and not get one thing out of a red. So it's the community itself. And again, content creators, I'm one to do it because I share play. We ruin everything, bro. We fucking do, dude. We ruin everything. But at the same time, EA Sports helps us ruin everything. You know what I'm saying? So is that side of the market being ruined as well or no? Like, how do you see it? Like, is that shit being like with bots and just the community? Is that shit all being ruined?
I think in a way, I think there's a lot of exploits going on with that. I think everybody's always trying to get ahead, no matter what it is in life. I think of the rewards thing is really interesting because, like, I was looking at this the other day with my stream and like my views, like my rewards are my least viewed videos on my channel by like 15,000 views.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like
they're trash now.
People want to watch you play the Weekend League.
Yeah.
But they don't want to watch your rewards, like,
because they're gone. Because EA has exposed themselves. EA's like, when you let, like, for example, I'll bring up Bateson, for example. Like, Bates goes in the morning. Big ups to my boy Bates. He was on the podcast. He goes in the morning. He shows 7, 8 top 100 reward peoples, and no one gets the Red Gomez. Okay. What is a gold one playing for? If these top 100 people aren't hitting a Gomez in 7, 8 rewards, why, if you get gold one, what are you playing for? You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where, again, we talked about this too. We need the promos to go into rewards. They need to, or something. Like, they, like, team of the weeks are just too far behind.
Yeah. I think like the most like in the middle, because like I think with EA, it's like always you have to be in the middle. You're never going to get what you want. You have to, I guess, like, propose something that's like somewhere where you guys can meet in the middle. I think a rating cap is probably like the best thing that we can like agree on. I don't see these guys wanting to do a promo in packs. I would love that. And I think views, I think, let's just say it, addiction would be at its highest if they did that, right? But yeah, like, real talk, I think they're only going to do team of the week and then potentially like, I think 81 plus down the line.
Well, that's
like what I think is the most like realistic thing.
How do you see them fix? So when Nep was on your last podcast, I talked about and I said that they should do where, like, if you finish Elite One, you get maybe. Oh, Nick's camera went off. We maybe go. Guys, he's fixing his voice crack. Give him 1 second. And Nick, you still with us?
Yeah. 1 second.
Oh, no. You good? Sorry, you're good. I just want to make sure you're still there. So when Nep was there, I said that maybe for top 100 people there should be like a threshold pack, right? So, like, for example, you get 5 red packs, but 2 of them are 84 pluses or 85 pluses, and then as you go up, you think that fixes rewards or no?
Dude, I think we just gotta give these guys. I think we need anything that's not right now.
Anything, right?
Just even like when it's like team of the season and they switch it up league by league, that's the most hype period because it's just changing.
Yeah. How do you see it, Jay? Like,
I see it like we need promos in the Weekend League, dude. Like,
it's not gonna happen. I just don't see them.
It's either like we talked about in the last podcast as well. Either they hype the cards up, and what I mean, they boost the hell out of the team of the weeks where they're actually worth it. Instead of you just wanting one or two, you want multiples out of that one. And I think that's the only way they can do it. And the guaranteed is a great idea. And I hope and I wish they would do that. Like, if you get gold one guaranteed, 82 pluses, you get gold, like Elite Three, you go up higher and higher until you get to the top 100s. Now, a lot of people are going to get upset with that because they don't hit those top tiers. But like in anything in life, man, you work hard for something, you're supposed to get rewarded. In this game, it seems the opposite. It seems like you can put in all the time, all the effort, and be one of the best, but not really get rewarded for it, in my opinion.
Yeah. They I don't know, man. I don't see them doing promos. Do you think, like, because I feel like team of the weeks become irrelevant. So I don't know if they just start to make their own card. They won't do it. I don't know, dude. I don't know how they fix it. Do you still like Weekend League, Nick? Or are you kind of just like,
I really just play because I like building teams, but like once I get to like that Elo, you know what it is? Like, it's just
the worst.
It's just like, dude, it's
the rats. The rats.
You just get like tired hangovers. Like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
You're like, it's, I think it's worse morning, than bro. Like booze hangovers, literally.
Dude, I play it simply because I don't know, man. There's a feeling inside of me that just likes to try to get better than last week. That, dude, there's
that's
something about getting
that's,
top
that's
100.
You, bro. That's,
I know, I know. You. But in me, there's something that just like
I getting think we're that all top really 100. Competitive.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we go at it.
That's why we continue to go at it. But I don't know. Yeah. I think the mode needs adjustments. And I think the most important thing for me that the mode has done, and I predict this, man. I said it would be the end of FIFA. Now, it hasn't been the end of FIFA. It was the boost of FIFA. But I think it was kind of the end of like the community when it comes, like, everyone's kind of mean now.
Yeah, totally.
You get that?
Community is mean as hell. I don't know about people you guys.
Dude, I'm winning 6-0.
They're mean, bro.
I'm They'll winning like 6-0, and people are like, dude, you're trash. And I'm like, dude, what do you mean? Like, people are mean, right? Do y'all get that? Or is it just me?
It's that way.
You get it too?
Yeah, people are mean.
They are so mean, bro.
It's not nice. Yeah.
They're not nice at all. The community has become very, very toxic, and I think it's due to the fact that everybody, including myself, right, that you think you're better than what you are, and then you get smacked and you get mad. So, and then they're getting smacked, so then they want to just go take vents out on somebody. You can't go yell at your parents or your girlfriend. Yeah. So you come in somebody's chat and you yell at the content creator at the time that you're watching.
You think? Are we the worst community? I think 2K is the worst community. Community's really bad, bro.
No, stop, bro.
Jay, the 2K community, they're like, have y'all ever watched them?
I've not seen much.
Hey, listen, I don't know, man. If you ever been to a Los Polos stream or something like that, it can get pretty intense. Maybe COD, bro. That COD community from back in the day, that was toxic.
COD was like, yeah, that was like the most...
The worst.
Modern Warfare 2 is like that, and like COD 4 was crazy. I was not like in a content creator state, but just like open lobbies and stuff. Like, you don't get the messages you get on FIFA now. You get a couple.
Yeah.
But I think you guys both know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Were you big into COD?
Yeah. That's the only other game I play besides FIFA.
Yeah. I saw this summer you played that a lot.
It's funny because I feel like every FIFA content creator, or every FIFA viewer, whatever you want to call them, that come through, I'm like, hey, what other games do you guys play? You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, I just play COD. And I'm like, is that it? They're like, yeah, I play COD. Am I the only person that plays outside of like shooters and FIFA? I feel like I'm the only sports content creator that plays like fantasy games. Like, I play MMOs, and I feel like it doesn't fit. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody's a damn shooter nowadays, or it's FIFA.
A lot of them come from it, because you know that, like for example, like Zerker, right? He came from COD. He was a COD guy. Cal Freezy was a COD guy. A lot of the people that got big in the FIFA community came from COD.
That's crazy.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply.
What did you play first, Nick? COD or FIFA? Like, what was your game group like as a kid? Because I think Castro's was COD.
COD.
Yeah, so was Castro's. Castro used to play, he tells the story all the time, he used to play COD in his mom's basement, and now he's a FIFA content creator. It's just
I probably grinded COD 4. Like, I probably had like 8 days of game time, which as a kid, like, I was probably like 14, or 13, 12, that was a lot. And then, like, I think Modern Warfare 2, dude, I don't even want to know how much I play that game. Like, I don't want to know. Same with a couple of the Black Ops ones, bro. Like, that was like, COD was like my childhood. I always played FIFA. I played a lot of FIFA 12.
Mm-hmm.
Lot. But, like, I definitely had way more hours on COD.
Did you ever watch Chris Move?
Yes.
On COD? Oh, my God, yes. Bro. Like I used
when to. He does like the splash in the auto tune.
Yeah, and he used to. He used to always have what were they called? Claymores in From the Doors. And
oh my gosh.
That's a new move.
Yeah, that's a new move.
Yo, that was like old school, like the days, man. I know KSI. His name is a COD crew. Like KSI, I think is like. Yo, everyone watching live, isn't KSI stand for like the crew that he ran with in COD? It was like, that's like his like clan name, I think. I'm pretty sure that's where, oh, it's Halo. Okay, it's from Halo. So there you go. Like his name, it comes from Halo. So I don't know, dude, it's crazy. Anyways, back to FIFA for a second. I've been seeing people on Twitch and you tell me if this is like, because I don't get it, bro. Like I can play FIFA, but I seen a dude, there's dudes on Twitch that are going from like zero coins to like a million coins trading. Is this actually possible, bro? Like
you can do. Yeah, it's possible.
It is?
Yeah.
Like, could you do it if you got an account or nah?
I can't get from zero to a mil like that quick. But if you gave me like, I don't know. If you gave me like I'll give you a realistic scenario, right? Like,
okay.
There's a lot of trends with like weekly rewards and like promos. So like, if you gave me like probably like 10 mil on a Wednesday. If I really grinded, like if I sat down probably and traded from like 9 to 9 a day or something with like a couple breaks in there, I could probably have like 15 to 20 mil by Sunday night.
Stop it.
Like if I really grinded and I like not even just like investing, like just up and down trades probably.
I can show you how to lose 20 mil in like 20 minutes. Bro, I can't make money to save my life.
The hardest money to make though, like on FIFA is definitely your like first like mil and a half, 2 mil. Because once you get, obviously like once you have more, it's so much easier to make more.
Bro.
That's with everything.
In the beginning of FIFA, right? I bought Conte for 100K because I knew he would go up and now he goes, I saw him the other day for 400 and I thought to myself, damn, this is cool. Like it's the first time ever that I've sold a player for like 200 plus. I was so boosted.
You know what happened this year that was crazy that I think is super interesting to show like the trend of what's happening on FIFA right now is that pay to win this year is the highest I've ever seen it because what happened was like Ronaldo and Mbappe and Neymar were all like highest in like the fifth day of early access. Like, do you guys see how that's kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Like you would think like a couple weeks into the game when people could actually afford those guys, they'd be highest.
Yeah.
But they peaked so hard because there was hardly any of them on the game because nobody's packing those cards first week on the web app or whatever. And they just got so, it's crazy. That's like the craziest thing I've seen on the market so far this year. Like,
now, since you watch the market, you do all this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, someone just said Nick makes all of his money off lazy buyers like skills. Hey, that's not
true though.
Bro, I sell stuff so bad, bro. I am literally the worst. My chat, if you ever watch my chat when I'm selling players, dude, they want to slay me, bro.
Bro, we're on the phone and you're like, hey, man, how much does this player go for? I'm like, hey, 20K or whatever it is, 120. You're like, all right, so good. I'm going to put him for 110. I'm like, why?
I always go like 10 or 15 under. I'm like, all right, let me just sell him now. Dude, I'm awful. My YouTube videos, when I'm doing my Road to Glory, they hate me. Anyways, Jay, what were you saying? My fault, bro. Go on.
No, you're good. So, damn, I lost my train of thought. Oh, no. I got it back. So if somebody was to just say started getting into the trading stuff, how easy, not to make like mills, but how easy do you think it would take or how long do you think it would take for them to start seeing some type of profit? Because I see a lot of people that want to do it and are scared to do it. Like a lot of people in my chat are like, I have some coins, but I'm scared because I'm going to lose.
Nick's retiring from it now. Nick, you're retired, right? I remember you saying you're retiring from the market.
Yeah, I'm like on and off. Like some weeks I'm retired, some weeks I'm not.
Dude, I was watching one of his streams that day. He's like, hey, bro, I'm retired from this. I just played a game now.
Sorry to kill you, but that's what when they ask me, like, because like, this is like this, right? Imagine somebody coming to your stream skills and they're like, hey, man, you know, I got 11 wins last weekend. Please tell me how to get 28 wins this weekend. And you'd be like, what? Like,
yeah.
What do you want me to do? Like, some people will just, you know, they control V that. They do the same shit. They're like, yo, bro, got 1.1 mil. I need 7 mil this weekend. Control V, control V, control V, control V.
Yeah.
That's when I say I'm retired. Because I'm like,
dude,
what are you?
But I feel like you get the same. So for me, hold on, Jay, we'll come right back to your thing. For me, I came up through Ultimate Team, but what really took me off was career mode, right? So, and then when I stopped doing career mode, when Weekend League really took off, when I used to get the career mode comments, I kind of just, it got to the point where I just had to come up with something. And I was, you know what I mean? Because I think all of us go through a stage where whatever you come up in, like, as much as that's your roots, you still want to kind of try to get away from that, but you love that at the same time, yeah. But you want to dip into other stuff. So I think I get where you're coming from, where you're like, yo, I'm retired now. Because like I said, dude, there's I don't know, there's always going to be people behind the scenes that just do it more now. You know what I mean? Because we've come up, right? And when you come up, you, I don't want to say you don't put the same effort into that, to that trait, but you can move a little bit different now with that. Like, dude, I'll be 100%. There's somebody out there doing a Road to Glory a million times better than me. And I think they should get the views, but that's not the way YouTube works, unfortunately for them. And that's what I mean. Like, you know what I mean? Like right now, like as we speak, Nick, there's somebody out there trading like a maniac. Right? Like trying to come up with like tips and like crazy definitely. Shit. There's always somebody doing, but I don't know. Anyways, Jay, what were you saying? Oh yeah, is there a way to do it? My fault, I cut you off.
No, you're good. No, the only thing I'm wondering is like, because so many people trade now, right? Because trading is now literally people turn on this game and will not play any games and just trade. That's all they do. They just do SBCs. They do this, they do that. So for somebody new coming into it, right? Say they just bought the game or maybe 2 years into the game, they want to trade. How long do you think it would take them to understand the market? Because I also feel like bots really, really hurt the community when it comes to the market itself.
Are bots real?
Bots are real. Yeah, there's a lot of bots right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like, I want to answer Jay's question, but I'm going to just address the bot real quick thing. They have like, they even have stuff, man, where you could like add it into Chrome. I'm pretty sure you like pay for it. And it's like, they literally have deal finders. So like, if you go on to like search, let's say like on the web app and you go, you know, maybe a player, maybe you're interested in like, I don't even know, bro. Like,
say Anthony Martial.
Yeah. Martial, right?
Okay.
This like system apparently, cause I clicked on this site, man. I'm like, yo, let me see this. Like, is this going to be better than me on this market?
Yeah.
I look on this thing. It has a system coded where it's green or it's red, and you pay $25 a month for it, and it will tell you like percentages. It'll say, this is a good deal. And it'll be like 6 hours ago, you know, sold here, buy this card. It literally, that's like what this thing does. So like, you got all these novices now that are going now into the icon market, like to trade Ronaldo's and Mbappe's using this thing. And it's like any deal that pops up on a market, you're not getting it. You're not getting it.
That's real.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They have that. Like, and then there's also one where like, and this happened last year. This is a crazy story that never made it out of the FIFA community. And I'm not one to be around drama, but like, this is one that I knew about. And I was like, oh my God.
So this is
some tea for you guys.
Yeah.
Last year, bro, there was two places in Spain, man. And they were like literally like full on LLC things. They had set up coin farms, like two places with office spaces in Spain. They had like 200 to 300 computers at these fucking places. And they just had accounts that had an automated code to just start making coins. Like, so what happened was all these 250 computers had millions and millions and millions. And this was going on. No, sorry. This was going on in FIFA 19. That's why in the summer of FIFA 19, I don't know if you guys remember, bro, prices were crazy. Like moments Ronaldinho was like, I don't even know if he was on the market that year. Like, you just had like the most absurd things. You're like, nobody's playing this game anymore. How the hell are these prices like this price? There's some really smart people in this, I guess, in the FIFA community that have learned, like, I mean, I what happens with that?
People everywhere, bro. They're just starting to print money, bro. They learned Bitcoin and now they're putting it into FIFA, bro. And now they're trying to get as much money as possible from everything, bro.
Dude, I'm like in shock that like.
Well, what happened is that now these guys can go sell coins, right? Like, yeah. It's crazy. They made so much money, and I think they eventually got banned and whatever. But
I mean, there's somebody else doing it. That's the thing.
I'm one of the reasons that like the whole. Like, cause I promoted coins a long time ago. That shit was wild. They used to get banned every day. Damn. But I thought after they got rid of the coin stuff that it was gone.
No.
But this stuff
it's flourishing. Like, I'd say like this year it's going on a lot. I don't actually like, dude, I really don't care like what you do. I don't really care if you like, I don't care if you spend FIFA points. I don't really have a huge problem with buying coins.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just like the cheating stuff, man. Like the banning, the no loss glitch, like all this stuff that's going on. I hate it, right?
Yeah, and then, dude.
I mean, to get more to what Jay was saying about like a come up thing and like how to learn it, because I feel like people really overcomplicate it and like they just think like, wow, this is so hard. It's going to take me so long to learn. the thing with me, dude, is like, I'm at the point now where like, I realize that I have a certain impact going on, right? Like mm-hmm. with shit, I can't just say in a video.
Yeah.
It's like when you talk about a car and you like, yo, this car is nuts, right? Like, and people yeah. are like, yo, man, you made that car rise like 50K. It's the same thing. If I say somebody I like a lot for like a buy or something, forget about it. Like, and that's just what it is. And it's like, so I don't yeah. talk in specifics much, but I leave all of my older videos available. And like a lot of my first YouTube videos, right? I did these like trading to like a million series and stuff, right? And like, I literally was just showing people, this is how I learned trading. This is what I do. And this is right. what it works for me. So like, I think starting off for like a beginner, the best thing you can do is probably go through and look at people's content that are, I would say, like successful and established within that community. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even have to be me. There's multiple other people that I think are super reliable that you can access content on YouTube, past broadcasts on Twitch. And, you know, I think what's interesting is like for anybody beginning, I think personally, like trading and market is different.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing to do is just probably just watching somebody's content and just really trying to understand it. I don't know any other way than that. Bro. You just got to take the time to learn.
Bro, I'm laughing because they're saying Free J in the chat, bro. Tell him to talk, bro. I tell him on the phone before the podcast. I said, Jay, just cut people off, man. It's a podcast. Just start talking when you want to talk. Stop listen, saying bro, Free J. I let my co-host talk, man. Just jump in, Jay, and say some shit. You can say whatever you want. I don't care. I don't. He's free, chat. He can say what he wants, bro. All right, so anybody listening on Apple Music and podcast and Spotify, first of all, I love you guys, man. Make sure to rate the stuff. But yeah, man, they're telling us to free Jay in the live show. Jay can talk whenever he wants.
All right, so listen, real quick, getting back to the point that Nick was saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Every time I have a card, I call my brother. I'm like, hey, man, this card's really good. You should try him out. You know what I'm thinking, right? I'm like, if he does some type of, oh my God, he's a beast or he's the next Ronaldo, I'm making coins.
I don't I impact him, the I'm market. Like, hey,
man, you need to try this card.
Everyone quickly. Always tells me that. They're like, Skills, every time you make a video, impacts. I remember, Nick, wasn't it you a long time ago that like tweeted me? It was like, hey, next time you make a video, was it you? You're like, next time you make a video, just tell me
I
the person.
I did Zway the other day too, man. I wanted Zway to rise Howlin' the other day. I'm like, yo, you got to try this Howlin', bro.
I do it to my brother all the time. Like, man, you definitely need to try out Valverde. Or you need to try out Nainggolan. Yo, I have a bunch of them and I'm trying to get rid of them as quick as possible. So
I literally have people now that come in my stream and they're like, yo, bro, I just picked up like 10 Rashfords last week, bro. You got to try this dude, man. He's crazy. Like, please put him in your Foot Champs team.
Hey, Jay, like 2 days ago, I tweeted out about Rashford, right? And the first comment on my Rashford tweet, somebody's like, hey, everybody go pick up Rashford. He's making a video.
You know what's funny, guys? I actually used to make a lot of coins off KSI's videos. I used to like have his notifications on. Like if I had, and I'd always like pre-invest. I think it was like FIFA 13 or 12 or something, man. Like if I had a feeling this dude was going to drop a Heskey part two or like an Akinfenwa part two, bro, I'd buy 100, man. Like literally 100.
Instantly, dude. Because like I'm telling you right now, I'm like every time, because me and my brother talk all the time. He's like, oh man, I'm putting out this, I'm putting out that. And when he doesn't put out a player, like, I don't know about him. Like, why the hell didn't you tell me? I would have bought him. I would have made coins. And he's like, no, that doesn't work. I'm like, trust me, it works.
I never really believed it worked.
And he's gone up like 3,000 coins or more.
Bro.
Because you said, oh my God, he's the GOAT. And I'm like, what the hell? Tell me first, bro, with family.
FIFA 17, 18, Reddit hated me. I mean, they probably still do.
Dude, you had in 17, I think you had one of those years, the craziest influence I've ever seen.
Oh my God, dude. They were.
This guy made Sun go up like 100K in like 2 days.
It was my Road to Glory in 17. And then Reddit was like, I fucking hate Skills, man. Like, and I'm like, bro, I just make a video. I have no idea.
How many views were you getting on that series? Like,
I think it was like, it probably like 200, 300, 400, somewhere around there. Like, I don't know. It was a lot. I think at the time, 17, there wasn't really that many. Like, you now you look around, there's a lot of people doing like twos and threes. But back then, I think there wasn't that many people doing that. So I think that's why it was so impactful. And I don't think the trading community was that big yet, right?
I can tell you, like, for sure, like, obviously, I think people don't understand, like, because some people come in my streams, your streams, like, hey, did you see that video? And you're like, no, because like you're working, right? Like you're streaming. It's very hard to watch other
now.
People.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't
now.
Watch a ton of people, but like I used to watch 17, probably close to half of your Road to Glory videos, which is a lot. That's like commitment.
Yeah.
And like, dude, I just remember every video, and I'm not even taking a stab at you. my God, Ronaldo, the GOAT again. Like every time, bro, this guy was rising. Like,
and then he just keep going up and up and up and up. Video, I'm like, shit, I need to go get him quickly, dude.
The next video, I'm like, oh, Walcott's amazing. But Walcott was really scoring all these goals. Nah, but yeah, no, I agree with that. So yeah. for me, during my come up before, like, you know what I think it is? It's streaming. Because when I just did YouTube without Twitch, in the beginning I did Justin, then I went YouTube and then Justin. Like, I've always streamed, but the times where I just did YouTube and didn't stream, it was easier to watch people's content, see what's going on. And that's why I tell you, during that time that you came up, I not been like doing everything, I would have seen your come up. Like, I know everyone's come up, like most people's come up, but for your come up, I missed it because, dude, when you're streaming, stop saying it's free Jay.
It's literally so hard to know, man.
It's impossible, dude. It's like, it's impossible. So, and then one day I'm on Twitch, I'm like, damn, this guy's popping. And I clicked on you and I started watching. I was like, oh, I get it. Cause that you have like, you know what I mean? You're easy to listen to. You have that easy to like listen to thing. And for me, I don't know, you just seem smart as hell when it comes to like everything. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, nah, it worked out well. How I guess we'll jump to this topic. How impactful is cause I think in the beginning you probably made a lot, or did you make a lot off of like actual IRL football? Like, you're watching a game, you see somebody go off, team of the week's about to happen. Like, did that impact like how much like coins influence? Like, does that actually matter?
Yeah. That used to be like more in 17, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. I think nowadays it's a little bit less, but performances like impacting prices is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Let's say draw to the day.
I'm gonna give you these. The World Cup, when was that? 19? Was it 18? 18. World Cup was 18. Man, I just remember, like, I think it was when Croatia started turning up. One of those games, man, Modric had like a banger. But what I started doing, bro, because this is like, I feel like the summer you care a lot less about your main accounts.
Yeah.
It's, you just don't really care as much. You're doing like crazy stuff, whether you open more packs or like, what I started doing, bro, is just randomly, like, I would buy these players in advance of the game. So like, I think Modric scored one banger one game. And I had like three of his team of the year, and boom, he just flies. And I think that's sick personally. Like,
me too.
I think
with the way that the team of the week cards now come out, and they're not that good because of the promos and because of all these other things that we get. And of course the stats don't go up that much. I think that's the reason why they're not as impactful, because if it was like it was in 17 and 18 where they were impactful, I think the game would be in a completely different spot, and it'd be easier. Cause now, bro, like going back to that point, like we were saying with my brother, like he would make a video, price to go up. We all know this. You're a bigger content creator. People listen to you. They're like, oh yeah, let me go get him. Cause he said he was good. I think now with the whole like esports and you're watching the pros and they're only using these players, I feel like people are just, it's become the meta now, bro. And it's so damn hard to get away from that, that I think that's what's kind of also destroying like creativity when it comes to actually building a team and trying different things. Cause everybody just wants to do what somebody else told them to do.
That's the thing, right? Is like today, Jota goes off, right? So Jota has this crate. Back in the day, I remember when I was young and I used to play FIFA, I would be watching Benfica, right? And then somebody would go crazy, like Pato would have, and I would go on career mode and buy Pato. And I think like today, Jota went off, right? A lot of times, instincts from back in old FIFA is, let me get on FIFA, let me play with Jota. So people would get Jota. But now the game is so programmed to these five starting 11s, two starting, like everybody runs the same starting 11s, that the creativity of, I actually think we're in a spot where it's the hardest to make content right now, because
you know who I use this weekend?
Who?
Silver Twan Zebe, mid Puyol.
Oh wait, is that why everybody was telling me to get him?
Yeah.
My chat yesterday, everybody was telling me to get him. I was like, why are they saying this?
Try him and let me know what you think, like on a day you're just chilling, either of you guys.
Are you trying to make the market go up or are we good?
low key, I got like 100 at 2K, but you know. But he's good too, you know? It's not just coins. He's also good.
Really?
No, you know, he's sick. He's sick.
Listen, Nick, yesterday I was building my team on stream, right? And then how you say his name? Twanse, right? Or something like that? Anyways, I'm building my team and I'm like getting center backs and everybody's saying his name. So I'm like, all right, bet, let me go look at SBCs. So I go to SBCs because I thought one came out, nothing there. And I'm like, why are they saying his? Now I get it. You played with him. Was he actually good?
No, yet? listen. It started though. It started because he had a very good performance against Mbappe, right? That's how this all started.
Okay.
Because before I even used him, he was AK.
Okay.
People, all the, you know, the Man U fans on foot, bro.
Yeah, they impact a lot. Yeah. No, because,
it's literally stupid. These players aren't that good and they're so damn expensive.
Yeah.
Dude, I had Vintage, man, right? And he was horrible. Like, you know when you hate a card so much? Like, I say this all the time. Just because I hate a card doesn't mean you guys might hate the card. Yeah, you may like it.
Yeah,
but when you hate a card, you don't want to see them, dude. You want them out of your team.
Yep. Facts.
So I sold Vintage Game 6, and I'm like, all right, I need another Man United center back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we just got to stay with the theme here. Is it going to be Harry Maguire, or is it going to be Tuanzebe, bro? I'm like, Tuanzebe, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And
that's how it happened.
And that's the stuff that I missed about FIFA.
Yeah, me too.
That's the stuff that I missed, bro, because I used to, back in the day, I used to make, like, just like everybody else, you'd put a squad together. You'd be like, oh, man, I like these players. Let me go try them. Build this squad, have fun with them, be like, okay, guys, this is a squad. What do you guys think about it? Now, if I don't have Valverde, if I don't have Conte, if I don't have this on my team, oh, that team is shit. Like, you have a shit team. Like, so you know what I mean? Just because you're not using the meta players, and it's frustrating. And also, like, bro, you can get a lot of, like, for example, Chan. If you look at Chan's gold card, I think it's equal to Paul's rule breaker card. Yeah, Paul's rule breaker card is stupid, crazy expensive.
Most overrated, and this card player costs
like $800.
Most overrated player in every FIFA, I think, is Paul Pogba.
Well, that's because he's at Man U and they overrate everything. Let's just
be honest. All agree with that, man? Like, that card is trash, but his price is always high. Why? It's just because it's Paul, right? Well,
I think the last time I really enjoyed a Pogba card was 17 with his 92 or something. I wanted to watch.
But his price is always high. Why? This guy's overrated in this game. Yo, but it's funny, you like, now I'm jumping all the way back to 17 because, again, I always say,
can we get
this,
a remaster of that game, please? Bro, I'm begging you, EA. Please remaster that game, dude. Please.
I don't know what it was. Like, it just...
You know what I think it was? I said this on my stream. I think the game sucked. But I think that the weekend league was so addictive. Like, it was our first time. But you know,
and
your
SBCs
first time.
SBCs too that year.
SBCs,
like,
SBCs, yeah. It's just a combination of so much awesome, new, fresh content that we don't remember that the game was just low-driven shot every time.
Because that's what it was. Every time low-driven.
You did nothing. Yeah, Jay was good. We were talking about this last night. Jay was like, man, I was so good at scoring at 17. I said, Jay, all you had to do is shoot low-drivens from anywhere. Anybody who could score goals at 17. Yeah. It was true. Anyone could score on 17.
Yeah, but those low-drivens weren't auto-blocked left and right, brother. Yeah. That's the great thing. The auto-blocks ruined the game.
True. Facts. Now, I agree with that 100%. But we're back to 17, right? And this is why I say the community ruins everything, right? I always, because we do, dude. There was a thing that EA did, and I don't want this to go back to this way, but maybe they actually had the right idea back then. Do you know that weekend leagues used to be locked? Like, remember, like, they would be like, in this weekend, you have to use 3 silvers.
Yes.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah, and then we all complained, and we said, this is awful. We don't like this, but they knew what it was going to become, bro. It became this now. So maybe they should have kept, like, yo, you have to have only 2 icons this weekend. This amount of Prem players, this amount of Serie A players. Maybe that was the move,
I think that would also drive the market a little bit more on
way
other
better.
Cards
yeah,
so
yeah, because Bundesliga
would
players would jump.
Buy
and
sell.
Yeah, I think it's bad for Road to Glories, but I think it brings variety to Foot Champ. Would you, Nick? Would you want that?
I think about EA like that. Yeah. I used to rage, right? Because I'm like, why the F are they doing this? And now I'm thinking always about, like, the lens of EA. I think the problem and why they don't do it is because they now have competitive FIFA in weekend league. So people, like, these pros are going to complain and say, I can't get verified because I can't use my Ronaldo now.
But the thing is also with that is, like, they are also, like, when it comes to tournaments, right, they can use the biggest team to get verified and go to the tour. Once it gets to the tournaments, they're stuck with only using 2 or 3 icons. They have to, you know what I'm trying to say? They can't use the full icon themes. So why not? And to be fair, bro, like, honestly, I think it would be better to have a separate thing. I know it would be more difficult for EA, but take the pro stuff and put the pro stuff completely different than the regular community.
You know,
that's
how,
just my
opinion.
Totally agree.
You know how I think? I think everything should stay the same, but you know how I think you should get verified? Hitting 2,400 scale rating on Rivals.
That's how you should get verified.
Get out of Foot Champs with it. Let people hit 2,400, 2,500 scale rating because it's really hard to get there. And done, bro. Let them go get verified through Division 1. You play the best of the best players every single time. And when you're qualified, you're getting the best people to the tournament. Get out of Foot Champs. And honestly, bro, I'm going to be honest, bro. If they did that thing again where they made people use different teams in Foot Champs, I actually think it would make, I don't know, dude, like, imagine, like, they're like, yo, like, you know, Serie A players this weekend. Because, dude, no one in weekend league, when you see the Serie A team, you think you pretty much won.
Yeah, literally. Like, if you see Gold Mertens or, like, Golden Signe,
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, that's the top players, too. If you see, I feel you there, dude.
When I see Dybala, I'm like, I see Dybala, I'm like, oh, man, easy weekend league game.
Yeah.
Easy. This one's an easy dub for me. Because I know that if they actually went into Serie A, that they don't know metas.
You know what else is, I think, is a problem with the whole champs thing? And I don't like to bring this to light because we all know it's happening and it's been happening. Yeah. And me and Nick were talking a little bit about this off before the podcast started. Like, there are so many, and this is the thing where foot champs becomes a problem because you're not really getting the best of the best. Like, okay, people can do it. They can go 30 and 0.
No,
they can
do this and that, right? But
there are so many glitches. There are so many only playing home games. It's been a thing since FIFA 17. You know it's a home game. You go in. Yep. There's so many people sniping into people so they don't get it. And, like, there's too many issues in this process to then go to a tournament where I just feel like, hey, man, just go do it somewhere else and just let everybody else have fun.
Hey, can I tell you something? Do it. I was one that played home games only.
I tried to do it too.
To this day, I'm still try to play home games only. And it's not because I'm afraid of playing a pro. It's because you get less button delay. I feel that way. I feel the games are smoother when you're the home team. I truly, honestly feel that the game is better for the person that's the home team. I feel that the connections are better. So I always try to get home. Now it's more difficult. I think it's almost impossible to get dang, but I feel the games are cleaner when you're at the home team. Again, I could be wrong and I could be 100% wrong, but I feel that way. The thing is, like, FIFA 17, like, Nick, when we used to play against each other all the time, I played home, away. I played pros constantly, and I actually enjoyed it because I actually enjoy playing pros. I don't know about you, Nick. I'd rather play a pro than somebody who plays Park the Bus.
Yeah, I like playing the right type of pros.
Me too. Me too.
Like, I played, trying to think, man.
I played Alec 2 weeks ago, and he smacked
me. Oh, that's your perfect pro to play.
Yeah.
He plays football.
He smacked me. But when I matched him. He plays
4-2-2, 8 depth.
Yep, when I played him, I knew I was going to lose because that's the one pro I've never beat. I've played Goal Machine. He beats me a lot, but I've beat him before. I've beat Lampard. Like, but they're amazing players. I've gotten lucky to beat them or whatever. But again, at the end of the day, that guy I've never beat, and he just plays football. And when I matched him, I was happy to match him because I was like, all right, I might take a loss here, but this loss is a deserved loss. I hate losing the games where it's like, bro, this guy put one through pass and he got me. Like, I'd rather play a pro. So yeah, man, I personally feel like when you're the home team that it feels a little bit, because do you go on different servers depending on, like, dude, have you ever played? I play champs late at night. Sometimes I get matched against people from LA.
Really?
So yeah, dude, a lot. So jeez. Because I've always played my champs after like 10 PM. That's when the dogs are out, bro.
The nighttime is really sweaty.
Yeah, that's when the sharks are out. So a lot of times when you play away, are you connecting to that LA server? So I'm always like, damn, if I can get the home game, they connect closer to me. But I've always played night. But again, either way, I think we all came to a really good
question for both of you. This is
Nah. You're locked up still. You can't talk, man.
Listen here, buddy. I'm taking over. So real quick. So you already touched on this. Do you guys, like, for me personally, I get mad at the game. It's hard for me to not to be mad at the game, right?
Yeah.
And I know most of the time it's my fault, but
yeah,
I would rather get my ass handed to me by somebody that plays. I don't mind taking the L, but if I'm playing against these little rats, you know what I'm saying? Waiting for the auto block, get the counterattack, boom, goal. That shit infuriates me so much. Is it the same for you guys? Or are you guys just like, hey man, it's whatever, it's FIFA?
Nah, one dev drop back, gotta go, dog. I don't care what anybody says. With auto blocks, like, you either pick one or the other. You do one depth drop back, fine, get rid of auto blocks. Or keep auto blocks and get rid of one depth drop back. That shit, to me, man, it makes weekend league so unenjoyable because it's not football. Anyways, what do you think, Nick?
I'm with it. I hate both of them. I hate it, bro. I hate playing those types of people and the way that style is, dude. My two things, right? Like, I think 10% of the time I get mad at the game. I think 90% of the time I'm always just talking trash about the kid I'm playing who's playing like a, you know, XYZ names. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's the player for me. It takes a lot out of me to not send a message being like, dude, I just literally want to send these messages. Like, how do you log on and play like that?
Hey, listen,
they also message you and be like, hey, oh my God, you spent so much money, even though you might have not. Oh my God, you beat me. And I would have killed you if I had your team.
Yeah.
First of all, Nick, I always bring this up. Would you be in favor? Yes or no? For me, I am. of taking out instructions and tactics during weekend league. So your formation against my formation, my 11 versus your 11, no instructions, no tactics.
Oh, that's a weird one. I don't know, man, because I feel like that is a big part of FIFA.
It is, but it removes. Here's the thing, because we bash EA a lot, but like we're all businessmen here, so we could look at it both ways. This is going to go two ways, and like it's easy to call with the community. If they removed instruction and tactics, what are EA doing?
Yeah.
They're now accepting that the game is even more pay to win because the instructions, drop back, one depth, all that stuff allows the small teams to beat the big teams. If they remove that, do the big teams just destroy the little teams now? It's a weird one, bro.
I got a question for you, though. Like, have you ever played a foot draft and you actually lose the game because your formation just sucks?
Yes.
I mean, that's like the problem with that, though. I think they just have to get rid of, like, I think it's the depth and the blocks, bro. Because, like, I think in a way, like, this FIFA's the most tactical FIFA ever, bro. I'm changing my formation 4 times a fucking game this year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, yep. like, I think in a certain way you need it because I think tactics are a really big part of football, dude. Like, I think, and, you know, then I go back and forth because then I'm sitting here talking about FIFA being real football, but then it's like, you don't want people to drop back because that's real football.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we're not playing real football.
This is the thing I try to tell everybody. Hello, are you still talking? Okay. This is the thing that everybody's always saying to me. It's like, oh, this is, you know, this needs to be real football. This is not a simulation of football, bro. This is not, because guess what? In real life, the big teams will outrun your players, put in a bunch of goals, and the shittier teams will get their ass on occasion. The shittier team wins because the big team had a bad day. Okay. Yeah. If you're a simulation of football, you would get smashed because you didn't have the team.
Like the problem, we can't talk about simulated football until they get rid of icons. That's it. If we're going to be like, hey, we're playing
Icons are sick though.
Of course. I like them too. But if it's a simulation, if we're mimicking IRL football, those put Hull on the field right now, bro. Ronaldo's running right past him.
Yeah.
Like you can't use a Hull to stop Messi right now and be like, oh, that's realistic. No, it's not. That's not realistic, bro. That's you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Yeah. It's two ways to go about it. I don't know, man. I think if they removed I don't want instructions and tactics to go away, but I just don't know how else you get rid of the one depth stuff. This game was great.
Conversation, right, bro? Like we sit on the phone all the time. The thing is, instructions. Okay, they build the game, in my opinion, right? I don't know what they're doing, but I know they're not doing a lot of testing because we have a lot of bugs, right? Yeah. So, in my opinion, they built the game in a certain way, and I'm sure they're not doing the grimy tactics that everybody's doing when they're building the game. They run the simulations, they're like, oh, this works. Okay, this is cool. Let's release this. The problem is, the guy that wants to get ahead, he's gonna try to find the broken stuff. So if they program the game a certain way, why not just release the game like that and removing tactics? The game would play better. Again, you can get into the bullshit that football needs the tactics, and I get that, but they build it a certain way. They don't build it with the drop back in mind. At least I don't think so. Or the auto box in mind. I think they put that there because they make the game probably play balanced against each other in different formations. Like, okay, this shit works. Let's release it.
100%. I think that the only way for EA Sports to really, put out a good video game right now, and I've said this multiple times, you know, when the beta comes out, it shouldn't be a closed beta. For FIFA 22, it should be an open beta.
Open
it up. But this is what they need to do: 30 games of foot champs and give everybody the best players and let people go play foot champs normally for 30 games, open beta FIFA 22, and allow, because right there EA will be able to see what everyone is doing for the ratty tactics, and they can stop it before the game even releases. I think that's the only way they could go about it. But again, I don't know, man. It's a tough one, bro. Because like I said, if they remove drop back, people are going to complain that it's a pay to win game.
Yes.
I think but then if the pay to win, because I think it's a pay to win game. I mean, I don't know if y'all looked around, but I haven't seen one pro without a Hullet, bro. This shit is wild this year. I've never seen.
Yeah, it's the most pay to win ever.
You've seen it, right? There's a lot of big teams out there, but
I think we talked about that before, though. Like, I think it's because pros are now signed with these clubs or these teams.
They're getting money and stuff.
Money, and then these pros are then spending that money to get the biggest team possible to then qualify.
Listen, there's people with there's pros with teams as big as Bateson's and Castro's, and that's saying something.
I got a question for both of you guys, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I know I'm supposed to probably be getting these, but I think I'm really interested to hear from what you guys think on this, because I think right now I have been enjoying myself gameplay wise more than the last 2 years. I have been just enjoying myself. I think the balance is a little bit better with the objectives out of Rivals. I think there's a couple things. I don't think the game is good, but I think, and I don't think we can compare it to trash. You know how that saying goes. You can't just compare trash to trash.
Right.
Are you guys worried about the way this game could head with the state of blocks? And I say that being that last year, I don't think a Veron Gold was this good at the beginning of the game. Are you worried that, like, once we get a Team of the Year Van Dyke or one of those guys, that you're just not going to be able to score anymore?
Yes.
I'm really worried about this year. There's going to be a transition where it's...
I am also worried about... I agree with you 100% because, like, the cards are good right now. Imagine when they get even better. I'm worried about is this, is all of the... including myself, talking all the crap, right? So then that starts spreading in the community and everybody else. I think if EA is like, hey, you know what? Let's nerf skills more. It goes right back to 20, but worse, because I don't think auto blocks were this strong. Even last year with all the bullshit that we had, like the team, you know, with the AI, I'm scared it's going to go back to 20. And right now I'm struggling in this game heavy because of the drop back rats, but I'm enjoying it more than the last 2 years, 100%.
So I think this game is better than 20. But people asked me if it was better, and I said I wouldn't answer that question. And I don't think it's still, or it's too early to answer, because we have to wait to see how the game's going to be played out and what the patches do to the game. But the most important thing is that there is other way. Last year, there was only one way to score, and it was near post. At least this year, you have crosses. But yeah, I'm terrified of the auto blocks. And I think that, I don't know, man. I think until EA, in real life football, when a team sits back for 80 minutes and constantly counterattacks, eventually they get tired.
Yeah.
And in this game, you don't get... So if you go constant pressure, you get punished. But if you sit back for 90 minutes, you don't get punished. So I think the only way to fix FIFA with the way they have it now is to somehow drain stamina for people who sit back. But I will say this. People are saying the patch has ruined the game. I actually don't think it's that, bro. I think it's that in the beginning, the first weekend league, you saw a lot of like Juan Jesus's and stuff. And now everyone has Varane. And Varane auto blocks this year are VVDs from last year. And I think the more team, and that, to your point, the more teams get bigger, the more better cards come out. Dude, this game could end up bad. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong. I hope like as like shooters get better and as we get faster strikers.
I'm also scared of the promos. Dude, imagine the promos. If we get promos like we were getting last year every other week or every week, my God, this game is going to be a pain in the ass.
But you never know. You never know. You never know, dude, because maybe like the strikers just get so fast and like we can shoot. Like, I seen a clip today where people are scoring goals from like 30 yards out. Maybe that stays. I don't know, dude.
I hope so. But
I don't know, man. I just hope EA... I'm enjoying the game. I hope EA can find a balance in between letting people be able to play their defensive ways and still the game being fun. As much as I hated 19, because I think 19 and 20 just weren't FIFA installments.
No.
I think 21 is the most... Arcade I think 21 is the most installment of FIFA that we've had in 2 years. Why I say that is because like you're getting like the cutback goals this year. You're getting like crosses go in. So it's the most in like the FIFA title, but it's still not great because the auto blocks. But I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, all the content creators, no matter what you do, market, gameplay, we all feel the same way, bro. We just want a fun game, dude.
Yeah.
We just want a fun 30 games of weekend league, and everybody wants FIFA 17 back. I want that shit back so bad, dude.
Nick, which FIFA from 17 till now do you like the most? Go.
17.
Yeah. What's your order? Top five. From 17. Was that even 5? Is that 18, 19, 20, 21, 20? Shit, that's 4.
I don't even know. Like, I don't want to talk upon this one yet.
Me neither. See, I feel
but
that way
if
too.
I'll do the last 4, 17, just 17, 18. I can't even rank the other two, man.
Exactly. Oh, shit. See,
I think all three of us have so much like PTSD from those 2 years that we shouldn't even talk about
it. There we go. Yeah, nah. I would go 17, 18 was manageable. And then the other two are just like, can we just erase, like the Men in Black thing when they use that and then you erase that shit from your memory, bro. Hey guys, that is going to be this week's podcast. Listen, I want you guys to check out Run the Foot Market Nick. He's all over the YouTube. He has 2 channels. You still running 2 channels on YouTube?
Yes, sir.
And 2 channels on YouTube, player reviews, market stuff. He does it all. His live stream is unbelievable. Make sure to check out his live stream. Nick, man, I'm glad we finally got to talk, bro. It was a very, very good conversation with you, man. Make sure to like subscribe to him all over the place. If you guys want to check this podcast out, if you're listening to us, you're on Spotify, the Apple Music, make sure you rate it. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow it. All that great stuff, man. Get involved. My brother was free this episode. Congrats, man.
Hashtag free Jay, you know what I'm saying? One time.
This is ridiculous. guys, I want to give a big shout out to Prediction, who always helps us get the podcast together. And for everybody who watched it live, I love you guys. And for everybody listening to us, you guys are amazing. And we will catch you back here next weekend.
And also Spotify. Check it out.
Yeah, we will catch you guys back next weekend with another guest. Until then, y'all stay safe and beautiful in this crazy world. And we love you. Bye, guys.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.